Life is life, a mountain railroad, with an end journey that's brave. We must make
show coming to you live out of Alaska, and my knowledge and information exponentially increased in the last 12 months. It's unbelievable, and that's the reason why I'm doing this show, is try to we're going to take these guys on. We've got also in Hartman's case, they deny him the right to exercise his elective franchise. And the cases are all there for judicial to make it easily for these guys to conservation, conserving the judicial resources. Ha-ha. We give you the stuff. Tell me it ain't so. We don't talk about that. Well, it's because it said so right here. No, that doesn't make it so. Does it pass the constitutional test or not? The holdings of the Supreme Court of the United States and the Circuit Court of the United States. They won't address the issue. They always rely, if that's the other trick when you start going after these guys, it's always procedure. Always procedure. The Himes and Fairbanks fought something, I think, like 13 years. It's always about procedure, where they put Don in jail and didn't give him medications of which he had prescription, and affected his health permanently. They never got to the factual part. It's all about the procedures. They appealed several times, one at the Supreme Court. They finally got down to the final one, and this court did a complete 180 on their own procedures, their own precedents, and ruled against it. You can't make this stuff up. These people are just evilly corrupt bastards, but it's always on procedures. They never want to get to the factual issues. So we have to drag them into court and learn how to get the facts out there before this issue. It's amazing once you see it. This means is a killer, because that's the whole scam. Imagine going into a magic show and say, yep, I saw it. That's the way it works. No, that's not the way it works. You know it's not. You know it's magic, but you don't understand how to disprove it. So you get hooked. So I have somebody by generic means going, oh, yeah, I saw that. So I testified under oath. I saw that rabbit come out of that hat. It must be true, right? This is the game. We go into these. I sat and watched it down here, and a guy worked at Alyeska. He got railroaded big time. I sat there one day, and I watched the IRS people get up there and lie their tushes off. I saw people, well, let's see, he had bold coins. He had a bank account, and the relevance of that, they never bring up the issue of, well, let's see, wait a minute, taxpayer. Am I a taxpayer? See, this is how I'm working on now, getting these draft four letters to go out to all, anytime you get to the IRS, to go straight to the head of the beast. To go to the Commissioner of Internal Revenue and to the Chief Counsel. The Commissioner of Internal Revenue has superintendents over. He's supposed to look over all of those little old idiots out there. The little zombies that have been trained in the little compartmental stuff that are dumber than a rock. They've been trained a certain thing, a boilerplate stuff to do. And they think they're right and they're little tin gods. Well, you see, I can't cross that bridge until you, the Inquisitions, until you have provided evidence that I'm a taxpayer. Am I a taxpayer? Are you a taxpayer? How would you go about proving it? How do you go about doing this stuff? You use these definitions, means, exclusive use, because they are using a separate language, and they never want to use the terms. Take my word for it. I've dealt with so many of these IRA. They never want to use the terms, because if they use the terms, they lose. There's nothing wrong with the Internal Revenue Code. If you used it strictly for illegal aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations, that's constitutionally who they can tax. I don't have a problem with it. But they don't want to do that. They overthrew our republic officially March 1933. March 3rd, 1933. Herbert Hoover, on the last day of his office, signed in repealing 1,006 statutes of the United States. 1,006, gutting our republic. March 4th, 1933. Franklin Delano Roosevelt got in and started doing executive orders, and they started agencies doing administrative orders. I think it was 676 of them he did in 2 years up to 1935. They did almost 1,000, I think it was, of the administrative orders. I have the actual document where it said they did it. It's in the Congressional Record. I have that too. But I got the actual document. They did it. They overthrew. And they say it's law. And this is what McFadden, the guy that was a banker representative out of Pennsylvania, I think he ended up poisoning him. I got to check that out, but I think they killed him. He was saying, you guys are bringing in the socialist stuff out of the Fabian society out of England. I've got to do some more. He found some secret documents that they weren't supposed to, he wasn't supposed to see. And he put it into the Congressional Record. He read it into the Congressional Record. They knowingly put in the National Recovery Administration. That's the word. And in the National Recovery Administration, March 4th, 1933, we no longer had the rule of law. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He's when it officially did it, and Herbert Hoover was in on it because he got around, and the last day in office, why would you repeal 1,006 statutes the last day in office? Why would you do that? These guys, it was a complete overthrow of our republic. It's going to take an awful lot to get it back, but Trump is a start. I guarantee you. So anyway, am I a taxpayer? That's a fair question. You see, they always use that word. Or so let's just go to motor vehicles for a second before we get into taxpayer. Title 18. United States Code 31. It says here, definitions. Title 18, Section 31. Motor vehicle. The term motor vehicle, it's in quotation marks, two words, so there's no doubt. Anytime you put it in quotation marks, we're done. Means. Means. Okay, so the exclusive use of that word, unless you define that word and put it into every conversation, every document, you can't even talk about it in court, because until you lay a legal foundation, objection, no legal foundation, that is a term. The exclusive use has to be on the record so we know what in the hell we're talking about. means every description of carriage or other contrivance propelled or drawn by mechanical power and used for commercial purposes. On the highways, in the transportation of passengers and property or cargo. So what's used for commercial purposes? They define that. Means. All those four words are in quotation. The carriage of persons or property. Of course, what's a person? Do you know what a person is? It's an individual. 7701. A1. 20, Title 26. So you got to be a citizen of the United States. So it means carriage of every citizen of the United States or property for any fare, fee, rate, charge, or other consideration, or directly or indirectly connection with any business or other undertaking intended for profit. So it's, you got to be in business or intended. So how could they get away with this? Well, you see, they could regulate interstate commerce. But they've how do we know that they went beyond that? Well, you just go right above it. The term state means, what's the state of the United States? I found it in the banking. They don't have that out any place else other than the banking that I don't have access to, but they tell us right here. It means the state of the United States. Not one of the United States of America. That's the several states. Doesn't say the several states. It's state of the United States. Comma, the District of Columbia. Whoa! They stepped over. You see, Congress does not have the power. There is no congressional grant of power to legislate for the several states for the same as the District of Columbia. Because in the District of Columbia, they have plenary power. There is no several states. There's no 14th Amendment in the District of Columbia. Did you know that? The 14th Amendment fiction only exists outside. Whoops! And any Commonwealth territory possession, their definition just kills them right there. You're exercising some plenary power. Not the several states. See, they say state of the United States. And they get around it by using the word person. And person goes back to individual. Individual goes back to citizen of the United States or an alien. Thank you. This is how they scam us. But you see, a citizen of the United States has no right to own property. It's a benefit created by Congress. That's why it's in the last statute. They can't even sell me a car without me signing that attorney in fact. And they can't give me the manufacturer statement of origin. When I sign away these two attorney-in-fact contracts, which are implied-in-fact contracts, which are the same as an express contract, they can't even let me drive out. Now, technically, a guy could probably get have it put upon a vehicle, a tow truck thing, and have it hauled off of there and get it. Most people never even seen this document called the Manufacturer Statement of Origin, Origin or Manufacturer. It has the word property all it, and any liens is on the back. It's a little piece of paper, and they hand carry those in Alaska from Wasilla to Palmer, about 10 miles away, because it's money. And I signed it away. I've signed many of them. I never read the damn paperwork. That's my error. I just said, oh, well, what do I do? Where do I sign? And I signed all these pieces of paper, and I go out with a smile on my face. Hey, I'm driving the state's vehicle, and I don't even know it. I gave it away, and I'm making payments on the state's vehicle. Of course, that's why we don't have the right to travel no more. I'm in a state's vehicle, and I signed it, and I had it notarized. Am I stupid? Must have been. Ignorant? Well, it can be fixed. Ignorance can be fixed. So here is the vehicle things. This is how they get away with it. People know this? No, of course not. But until you get this definition of means, this is a killer. Why is it not in the Black's Fourth, Black's Sixth Dictionary? Why do they not put this is stuff right out of the Supreme Court of the United States. Exclusive. When an exclusive definition is intended, the word means is employed. Why is it not there? Burgess versus United States, 553, U.S. 124. Groman, G-R-O-M-A-N, versus the commissioner, 302, U.S. 82. When the exclusive definition is intended, the word means is employed. Why is that not in the dictionaries? You think they might have a conspiracy going here? You betcha. That's a killer. This means it's just, it affects everything. If you're anything to do with any code violations, any traffic citations, go down traffic citations. Don't get a copy of in Anchorage. You can go to the down on Northern Lights at the main head place there, DMV, and you can get a copy of the manufacturer statement of origin. And out of the UCC, you can cancel the contract, the attorney-in-fact contract, because it's a felony to do in Alaska, and there are other states, I'm sure, the same. It's a felony to steal property without by this type of nonsense that they're doing, stealing it without letting you know it. It's a felony. There's several statutes on it. I just haven't got to it yet because I've been dealing with so much with the Internal Revenue criminals and Rappert's case, because Rappert's is really an important Hartman, and Gunnings is another one up there where they got around, and his dad lost his property. He was organic farmer. We can't have those people, and he left $300,000 worth of his personal machinery on that property, and that gal said, "Oh, sue us." I think they let him get a car off of there because he had a title to it. Didn't say, well, she didn't say it wasn't hers. She just said, sue us. But we did. We'll see what happens. And diversity of citizenship. She is out of Tennessee, I think it was. This citizenship, this status, that and this definition of means are two of the most important things going on. How can I have diversity of citizenship under Title 28 U.S.C. 1332 as a citizen of the United States with no domicile? Where do I live? Why do I go home? You have to have a domicile. I looked it up. The Supreme Court said residence is a bunch of baloney. We don't do residence. Because you can reside anywhere. Some of these districts, federal districts, have more than one state. So resides is nonsense. Supreme Court, I've looked at all. I got it all in brief. It's in this, I think it's in this mandamus. And I will be getting this out this next week. But I wanted to put together the complete part of this. And actually what I'd like to wait is there is a transcript coming out of what Richard Rappert did in there where, we'll talk about his case now for a bit. They charged him with... Started off with a gal. She said she was a victim of a crime and that Rappert owed her personally $12,000-some. Can you blink? You can't make this up. Who in his right mind would put an affidavit in working as an employee saying, you owe me money. I'm a victim of a crime because you didn't pay me money for taxes? You got to be kidding me. She did it. And Rappert's got a sheriff that was trying to get him for some other stuff, and he sees some IRS letters and doesn't know diddly squat, got him on the stand. He doesn't know anything about anything. But I saw some laws, he sends an email, hey, we can get Rappert. Send that over to the Minnesota revenue folks. So here they come, vindictively after Richard Rappert. Now, remember, he's dealing with the IRS, and they say, we don't even know if you owe anything or nothing. It's all up in limbo yet. That doesn't slow him down. Then they get around, and in their discovery, Hauser is dumber than a rock. Prosecuting attorney, arrogant, but totally stupid, because nobody's ever taken him on. Seneca's a little smarter. They're working together. The judge, he gives a little high sign, and Hauser objects, and then the judge has to help him why the foundation for the objection. God, just sit and watch this stuff. It's just, you can't make it up. I mean, it's like a Saturday Night Live show. And then they entice people to get up and make statements, like the gal got up. I was a withholding agent. Back in a minute.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. And like I said, I'll be putting out this mandamus because, anyway, so we start off with a person that's a victim of a crime as an employee, a flunky, for the state of Minnesota Revenue. And she signs an affidavit to that effect that he owes her $12,000. Well, that's really good. But send it to the money to the Department of Revenue for Minnesota. I don't know how that works. And we got a sheriff that he wants to get Rappert. He's going to go after Richard. Absolutely, boy. Because he saw some IRS letters, and he don't know nothing about nothing. It's unbelievable. And that's in the record. And they put in the record that, guess what, you can't even file an M1 form. We even had a guy that's supposed to be testifying for the state of Minnesota didn't even know what a form M1 was. He was just, he caught him. They didn't know what to do. But we got all these people that are filling out a form 1099, which the courts have said do nothing. Fifth Circuit and other ones. It's irrelevant. There's no signature, no anything. They don't know any of the terms. They don't know the statutory law. They say, we don't know the internal revenue laws. We don't know the Minnesota laws. We don't know the terms, and we have no inclination to look anything up. Oh, well, they'll thank you for all that intent. So you're here testifying general usage when we try to tell you that there is a term definition and you don't care? Really? Well, you see, it gets a lot worse than that. Because, you see, we got a Hauser sitting there, the prosecutor, and we got a judge that's not a public officer because he's elected by the citizens of the United States and kept in office. But you see, under Title 18, United States Code, Section 1622, subordination of perjury, S-U-B-O-R-N-A-T-I-O-N, subordination, subordination of perjury. Quoting, whoever procures another to commit any perjury is guilty of perjury and shall be fined under this title and imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. United States versus Gross, 511 F2D 910, Third Circuit. 511 F2D 910, Third Circuit. Thank you. And it says, any perjury. Whoever procures another to commit perjury is guilty of subordination of perjury. The express language of this statute embraces the procuring of another to commit any perjury. Thank you. Those judges are knowingly sitting there, Judge Senek, any other judge, when they know there are term definitions, and if you try to bring it up and they block you, oh, that's even better yet. Subordination of perjury. When they know they're soliciting false information under the penalties of perjury because you're under oath, you're guilty of subordination of perjury. Has anybody been taking these guys on? No. Because we didn't know how to understand, first of all, on any civil, any criminal, any traffic citation, look up the term definitions. Get my means module. I'll give it to you free. Anything that they say, they write, anything cannot be used until the exclusive use of that word is defined and on the record. Otherwise, it's subordination of perjury. You're starting to get the gist of how important this is. Why don't I see these damn smart attorneys in tax court doing this? They allow all this nonsense in there, all of these terms. They allow testimony. I saw it. I didn't know this, what I know now, but I saw it down here in this guy from Alyeska. They fried him on nonsense. An IRS agent got up and said that money is income. I can't do that. He just made a definition. He is not empowered to define terms. That's what Texas won on down there in the Fifth Circuit, Obama and his amnesty. Making up rules in that in the headless fourth branch of government, this other matrix. And people can't wrap their minds around it because it's tough. I agree. What we think we know is what gets us in trouble. My people die for a lack of knowledge. We are like Esau. We have sold our birthright. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Okay, we're back here. And I want to reemphasize these things. This is so important. I can't stress it touches everybody that's in our lives. It's touching anybody that thinks they want to go to any code definitions, any traffic definitions, any federal criminal definitions. On and on it goes. Look at the term definitions. And if it's an agency, they can't even operate and touch you unless they have a regulation that has the force and effect of law. And I've yet to ever see one. But I'm not going to go into that. I've went into that other shows. I'll be doing more on that again. But how would I go about doing this? It's so important. They're talking another language by taking general usage words and giving them a term definition. And you must. I'll give this to you. This brief. It's only a couple. It's a page and a half. When an exclusive definition is intended, the word means is employed. Thank you. That's it. So you go through everything that they're using against you. And if they have not laid a proper foundation, they got a problem. In open court, in a trial, anything. It's just absolutely unbelievable. It's what we can do with this. That's just an exclusive definition of a word is intended. The word means is employed. You can't use that word because it's a term. It's a total different language. It's like the surgeons have their language. The plumbers have their language. Carpenters have their language. Words have to, there are terms. pilots. These words, general usage, have a specific usage, and you can't use it until you define it. You can't. Let me get back on this thing, because the other thing that's, you put that in conjunction with this, this is right out of the statute. This is Title 18, Section 1622. When whoever procures another to commit any perjury is guilty of perjury and shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. United States versus Gross, G-R-O-S-S, 511, F as in Frank, 2D, 910. 511, F2D, 1910. It's the Third Circuit. And it's on page 910 and 915. Third Circuit. The Court of Appeals held this. Held. That's a precedent. Any perjury in statute defining an offense for subordination of perjury includes before a grand jury or a court. Going on farther in, whoever procures another, this is a killer, whoever procures another to commit any perjury is guilty of subordination of perjury. The express language of this statute embraces the procuring of another to commit any perjury. Whoever procures another to commit perjury is guilty of subordination. The judge, Senek, is guilty of it. Hauser, in Robert's case, is guilty of it. They wouldn't allow the term definitions in there. Why didn't anybody do it? Because we didn't know. I'll give you this thing on subordination of perjury. Subordination of perjury. I have trouble with that word. Subordination. It's ordination of perjury. I'll give you this little module I got on this. Just ask for it. Or better yet, if you want to get these type of things, get on my IRS list. $250 postal money order for a year. Or if you can't afford it, just email me at ralph@alaskaminuteman.com and just tell me why you can't. I don't question you. I don't check up on it. You just say, I can't afford it. Give me a reason. Make one up. I don't know. It's up to you. But you have to ask. He will not ask for knowledge or seek it. I'm not interested. I'm sorry. Been there, done that with chickaloons over there. Try to help people. If people will not fight for their own liberty, you can't fight for them. They have to want. You have to want to learn, have some knowledge and the wisdom to use it. I'm giving it away if you want it for free. What I know. Real cases. I'm going to be putting those out. We've got set up in Rappert's case. We're going to be adding some people so the subpoenas or the summonses have not been served. We're going to hang on. We're going to wait. We're going to see. There's going to be some judges going to have their Zohos hung up. We're going to see how this plays out. We're going to do the, this diversity of citizenship is a killer. Nobody, I try to find where it's ever been taken on in Westlaw. I can't find it. I did all sorts of word search. I cannot, nobody's ever taken it on. How does a citizen of the United States that has no domicile exist in one of the several states? You can't. It's a fiction. It's a benefit. It's called creating rights against yourself. Babcock and several other Supreme Court cases have said, when you accept the benefit, hang on, Bubba, because anything that they want to withhold or anything they do, they can get away with. So if you want to be a citizen of the United States, shut the hell up and let them screw you. Quit complaining. Go to the bar, have another drink. Because you signed up for it. But this is a killer. I don't know how to emphasize it anymore. When the exclusive use of a word is, they want to use it, they use the word means. You cannot use any definition in an open court, in a legal brief, any place, unless you define the damn term. and when you sit in open court and you knowingly, a judge or a prosecutor procures another to commit any perjury, is guilty of subordination of perjury. There, hey, would you please tell us, like in Rappert's case, this character, whatever her name, I forget her name now. I forget words and names. I don't know what it is. But anyway, this gal. Oh, Rappert is a taxpayer, and I'm a withholding agent. Do you know anything about the Internal Revenue Laws? Not a damn thing. Do you know anything about the Minnesota Revenue Laws? Not a damn thing. Do you want to look up the terms? Not interested. What are you relying on for accuracy? My QuickBooks computer. What if I get that damn thing in here to testify? Probably get about as much out of it as I get out of her. Rappert's case is going to be very interesting because, see, all of the stuff, they've already testified under oath with the questions that he asked him. It's going to be real interesting to see how that puppy works out. I'm still going to get time now to how to get into the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Those are the only two national courts we have left that do anything according to the what we might say Article 3, Section 2, constitutional law, under law and equity. And we're going to be testing those out here real soon. I think next week I can sit down and start to look at see what I do. People probably don't understand it, but I have Pacer. This costs me 10 cents a page. I go in and I look in Westlaw. I do Boolean word searches. Anybody, if you're going to get in this, you need access to Westlaw and you learn how to do Boolean word searches. That's all you need. How to do Boolean word searches and access to the databases. $340 a month for me. Then you go in and you look at cases that are hopefully fairly recent, and you go into Pacer. The ones that won or the one that lose. You go in and see how they played it and what they do. You do your research. Would you step into a game of chess if you hadn't done any studying on the game of chess, how the rule, how the pieces move, and then studying how some of these people that are chess champions, that wouldn't you study some of that stuff before you jumped in and have a game of chess and think you're going to beat somebody? Especially these guys that are liars and thieves. There is no republic, folks. It's gone. It's overthrown. And the only thing that's going to bring it back is you and me. We did it. And our parents did it. We signed it away. We are like Esau. We signed away our birthright. Under the plenary power of Congress, it's right in two briefs, two complaints. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Now, you tell me how United States of America ended up to be a sovereign body politic. Because we have no citizens of the several states, so we don't have any standing. 1913, the several states signed away their right for the legislatures to have, because the legislature is supposed to represent the several states, each one of these foreign countries. So now we got citizens of the United States voting on everything. And as soon as they started that, in 3 years, they had went from United States, the real party of interest in the federal courts, to United States of America. You think that's a coincidence? Of course not. You go into the Federal Court of Claims, you see United States. Normally, you don't see United States of America. Why is that? How come in these other appellate courts, we don't see United States? How we always see United States of America? They always say United States, but you'll see if you look at the case headings, it's United States, all caps, of, lowercase, America, upper and lowercase. It's this fictional corporate nonsense that we, you and I, keep signing up for. How do you do if the things that you have to sign under the laws of necessity? I finally figured out a way to do that. I just print my name in all caps, K, with no initial. It's the same game, too. That's not my signature. But it makes you happy and it gets me, because we can't get a republic back overnight. I guarantee you. And anybody thinks they can, anybody that tells you they go up against the IRS or any of these other agencies and they're going to kowtow to this stuff, no, we are gaining by getting your status right. We're getting people with Social Security like myself. Of course, now I found out, it really irritates me. Those damn bastards got around and put a lien against me and didn't renew it. Now that makes me mad. because I wanted to take them on. They're giving me my Social Security when I changed my status several years ago, which they've done to other people. But I wanted to take them on, and they let the darn thing. And the IRS didn't communicate. They didn't want to talk to me anymore. I don't know. Maybe I should sell them, give them my mailing address again. Tell them, hey, I'm still out here, you SOBs. Come on down. Anyways, getting back to this, this is so extremely important. I don't know how to, if you're going to fight any traffic citation, if you're going to fight any code enforcement, banking, anything, look up the terms. And if it's a corporation, look up where that thing was created, because it can't move. If it was created in Delaware, that's where it is. It can't be, it can roam around out here and doing business, but it is where that thing is. That, and it's considered a citizen of Delaware, because a lot of them are Delaware countries for some or companies, these fictions. I don't know why that is. I've never figured that one out yet. I haven't had the time to look, but there's ways to beat these guys. If we don't fight the battle, we're going to lose with knowledge. We have sold our birthright. We have no right to own property. You have no right to any Bill of Rights. You have no right to any Constitution of the several states. You don't have a right to the Constitution of the United States. You got nothing. It's a tough nut to stop. But these are ways that definition and means is a killer, boy. IRS will not use those 849 term definition. What is a taxpayer? Why won't they use it? They use it all the time in their nonsense. Oh, hey, taxpayer, Ralph, taxpayer. But you try to use the definition, and nobody wants to talk to you. Why won't they do that? Do we know what a taxpayer is? Of course we do. Where do we find it? Where do we find taxpayer? 26 United States Code 7701A16. And boy, I'm telling you, they do not want to talk about taxpayer. They do not want to talk about withholding agents. They want to say you're a person. Well, you'd be construed to mean and include a individual. Well, there we go. An individual is a citizen of the United States or an alien. Well, you got to prove that I'm a citizen of the United States or an alien. Well, let's go down to taxpayer. The term taxpayer means any person. So I got to be an individual. So I got to be a citizen of the United States or an alien subject to, I have that term definition looked up, to what? Any internal revenue tax. Do you know in Rapper's case, any internal revenue tax? See, people, they use federal taxable liability. They use these nonsense words that have no meaning. There are five types of taxes under internal revenue. Why doesn't anybody say subtitle A? That's income taxes for individuals, citizens of the United States or an alien. Subtitle B, gifts of state. That's a part 20. Subtitle C, which is employment tax. You know, they can't use that. There is no notice of deficiency for a wage. You know what your W-2 is? You find a W-2, look down the bottom. It's for earned income. And that goes back to subtitle C. You can't do notice of deficiency for subtitle C. Because that nonsense came out of the Social Security Act. Which you're a citizen of the United States. Subtitle D. That's an excise tax. Looks like you find an alcohol. It's a buried tax when you buy something. You don't see it, but it's there. Subtitle E, alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. I might be making wine here or beer. You never know. Maybe that's what the tax. In Rapper's case, not one person in that whole frickin' courtroom knew what a subtitle A, B, C, D, or E tax was. The people filing the 1099s, that's a subtitle C nonsense. The judge got around and acted as an inquisitor. He made his own decisions. He did his own research and came up with subtitle A. He came up with all of these different regulations, a couple of them, that he tried to debunk that Rappert put in. He had no idea what he was getting into. But not one scintilla of evidence was ever introduced into that court of any of that stuff that the judge put in his findings of facts. Now, how did he do a findings of fact if there's no sworn testimony? He's an inquisitor. He's doing his own thing outside any constitutional. He's just making it up as he goes. And that mandamus blew him out of the water. And I will be publishing it here this next week for the people that asked for it and the people on the list. But I wanted to give a sequence of events to show that it started off with two things, a sheriff that was vindictive and a little gal that says she's a victim of a crime and she wants to be paid money. She's been damaged as a victim of a crime. I have no idea where these people are. They? Oh, it must be. I hear the music here. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back here, and this is going to be an exciting time because we are going, this diversity of citizenship, citizen of the United States, and this means, I want to get nothing else out of this program today, means when an exclusive definition is intended, the word means is employed. This Supreme Court case of the United States, Groman, G-R-O-M-A-N, versus Commissioner, 302 U.S. 82. Why is that so important? Because all of these trial by juries, they never put the law with the facts. All of the testimony is using general usage words when you are being convicted on terms that are not disclosed. Because if they use the terms, like there's 849 of them in the Internal Revenue Laws, Title 26, you would win. You would win. Vehicles, traffic, code enforcement in your cities, you have to go back and look at all these different terms. Go to usually the end of the chapter. If you don't have a Westlaw or something, you have to go to the law library. And that's what I started off at. It was really difficult initially when I started doing this many, many years ago, way over 20 years ago. Because I go to the terms and it didn't connect. They must use the term. Any brief they got, any words they use in open court, you get the terms. You go to court, you have them there so that you can say, objection, no foundation. This word exclusive use is a term. You did not disclose what it means. You cannot be testifying about it till we get it on the record. What the hell does it mean? It says means, and I got the cases here to back it up. They're not going to be happy campers. I guarantee you. In their briefs. I see these briefs all the time. Oh, he's a taxpayer. What's a taxpayer? It's a person, individual. What is an individual? It's not somebody separate out of the human race. Individual is in 5 U.S.C. 552A-A2. 552 U.S. 552A-A2. It's a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully over here to reside. Whoa! Well, I'm not an alien, I don't think. How can I be a citizen of the United States? What is it? Oh, it's somebody that wants the same rights as a white citizen. Well, I'm white, even if you're black, so what? In the 14th, you got to be a citizen of the United States and reside in a state. See, they don't say that for diversity of citizenship. It's just a citizen of the United States, and they want to try to hide it. They want to try to take residence and say resident means domicile, and lawyers around the merry-go-round we go. Two things. Means and subordination of perjury. That is a killer because that puts all these guys out there in the open. Title 18. But this judge took that thing and said to Biden, we have stated time and time again that courts must presume the statute. No, that's not what I mean here. I got the wrong one. I got the wrong one here. I pulled up the wrong one here. Here it is right here. This is a killer. Any perjury in statute defining an offense of subordination of perjury includes before a grand jury or a court. Whoever procures another, you think that the judge and the prosecutor, right, when they call them in there and the judge allows it and the prosecutor, whoever procures another to commit any perjury is guilty of subordination of perjury. Thank you. Well, tomorrow we'll get Trump in. It's going to happen. They won't do it. So we'll have a president, new president of the United States, January 20. Thanks for listening. Watch out for the federales are everywhere. And we will see you next on Christmas. I'll be here on Christmas Day.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.